Hello and greetings to you. Returning from an astonishing month-long journey from Bangkok to Bali, more about that, including photos in my next blog, and including the extraordinary city-state of Singapore, and having immersed myself in new lands, new people, a new and very different culture, I come home, seeing the world with new eyes and hearing it with new ears. Covered by the dust, debris, and sometimes ravages, and sometimes new teachings of these days and years, and wherever our lives have led us in this past while, it's time to uncover, discover, and let go of who we are not, and take the long and rich passage newly into the tunnel of discovery of who we are and who we are committed to being, and the opportunity that the joy of being brings us. That has peace. That has integrity. That has power. While I would be happy to work with you also in one-on-one inside this context, please know that I'm leading a special offering of the Joy of Being, the course, on February 7th, 8th, 9th, 28th, 2024. This conversation is available to Joy of Being graduates as well, with new conversations for navigating this moment in our history. So I invite you to join me in a wise and self-selected body of inner journeyers in what I consider to be a crucial conversation for these times, for creating equanimity, peace, passion, and purpose as we reimagine our future now, including in the midst of the storms in which we find ourselves. For re-examining our lives from a sourceful place within and resourcefully befriending the new world with its ups and downs, mountains and valleys, weather permutations, in a way that brings us gratefulness and delight in being. For relishing the certainty of being in a time of ever-constant change. The one element that never changes, of course, is the divine love inside of you, that particular essence of who you are in this world. For healing, shedding, and letting go of the coverings that have perhaps protected us in the past, though now keep us at arm's length from the heart of our soul. For connecting you with your courage to take action in what you find and see. For manifesting your vision. For designing your life from your essential core, your essential purpose for being. For leaning into new tools and distinctions, for navigating our new world with grace. For example, tools like strengthening your muscles for leading with your heart versus your mind, deeply tapping into your innate worth, strengthening your commitment to say no where no is what wants to be said, and saying yes to where yes wants to be said, living wholeheartedly without holding back, exercising new muscles for falling and getting up, tapping into the major sources for manifesting your purpose in life, now and now and now, exposing the difference between resignation and adaptation and authenticity and integrity, living and working with paradox, entering into the right relationship between being and doing, creating a shift from seeing chaos to seeing all of life as an unfolding of an order we cannot as yet comprehend. Newly discovering what is most essential, most meaningful, most real, and designing your life living from there. I hold this conversation for our current threshold crossing, not only as special, but also for some of us, if not most of us, as critical at this juncture. What is in front of us is the opportunity to create, to author our life, accepting, befriending, being grateful for whatever world we find ourselves in, and to ask ourselves the question, what brings me alive? I'd like to share with you what Howard Thurman says, a quote I found in Mark Nepo's Book of Awakening on Work and Passion. He says, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. So if you're interested in engaging this conversation, either through the course or through another form, please let me know by registering or creating a conversation with me to determine if working with me or engaging in the joy of being with a rich and profound community of other heart-based wisdom thinkers is a fit for you. I invite you to step into creating your life from here, from now.